Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on November 18th, 2015. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
All right. If you'd like to know more about the South Bay Show, you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing really well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Great. And, Jackie, you know, there are parties and then there are weddings.
Yeah, weddings. It's the big party.
It's the best. It's the best. No doubt about it. You have a clear sort of focus, or the bride and groom, and or the, you know, these days bride and bride, groom and groom, and it's a great event.
Yeah, it's, as I said, it's the big event in most people's lives.
I'm loving it. So we're gonna talk about weddings. Who are our guests today, Jackie?
Our guests this morning are Joan Irvine and Bobby Christian. Joan Irvine has a BA in psychology and is a certified universal life minister. Her experience and warm personality helped the couple truly enjoy their own ceremony, engaging all participants to create an intimate environment. She is a member of the Redondo Chamber and Leadership Redondo alumni. She officiated at the wedding of District 1 City Council member Jeff Ginsburg and his wife Melissa. And in fact, they'll be celebrating their third anniversary on November 22nd. That's just a couple of days from now. So yeah, Joan's a local. And Bobby Christian is the brand manager for the Redondo Beach Chamber and a returning guest to this show. And he's kind of our, you know, he knows everything. So we have him on whenever we can. And we may have some random call-in guests today.
I love it. Random calling guests.
Yes, we may.
And Jackie, there are two things that I think about when I think about a wedding. I mean, of course, the classic music, right?
Yeah.
And we can have that, more of that if we want. But
okay. Do a lot of people still use that? Is that still the go-to song? Because I recall when I got married, I didn't use that. But
we'll have to ask Joan that question.
The wedding march. Okay. So anyway, you know, a lot of people dream of having a wedding maybe on the beach.
Right.
You know, and Redondo Beach offers several options, you know, where you can get married, and along with all the other necessary services to make your wedding day as special as possible. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that this morning. Bobby, Joan, welcome to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me as a guest.
Thank you for joining.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you, Bobby. And we're excited to talk to you more than we normally do. We talk to you for like 5 minutes every Wednesday. But we'd love to talk to you more. And we do have another guest coming in. Let's see who this is. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi. This is Angie from Ultralex Salon.
All right. Well, we're all together now. Thank you for joining us, Angie.
Thank you.
We have a bio. Do you want to read that, Jackie? Or
Our guest, Angie Solorio, is the salon manager at Ultralux. She's always had an enthusiasm for the beauty and fashion field. She attended the Art Institute of California, where she studied business and fashion history. Now, Ultralux is a local salon offering full service as far as hair goes, including cutting, coloring, deep conditioning, and styling. They also have experienced makeup artists on hand to assist clients with all their makeup needs. And many of the beauty operators also provide the services off-site, including for things like weddings, photo shoots, production, and film. And they constantly take advantage of education to keep current with the newest trends and styles. So Angie's here to represent the hair and makeup portion of the show.
Excellent, excellent. Now, of course, I actually was a part of the wedding industry at one time. I did some videography for a company. I can't remember. I think it was 24 Karat Video.
Yeah.
A gentleman by the name of
Mark
Gold.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Many years ago, I was a videographer for him. And the wedding industry is huge. I mean, it is absolutely huge. There's a lot of money involved and a lot of actors involved. Obviously, hair and makeup and photography and videography. Sometimes
flowers, music.
Yes.
People choreograph their own dances these days.
Right. And, of course, the different religious traditions and non-religious traditions that are officiating. And Joan is here representing her role as a universal life minister. Joan, do you take that role as seriously as some do, or do you have another take on your role as the officiant at a wedding?
Well, and really, at the wedding, absolutely take my role very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And because, I mean, this is like the most important day in most people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And you take their lead. So I work with the couple beforehand to find out how they want their wedding to be, how religious or not, usually with me, non-religious, because I do non-denominational. But a lot of people like to have some spirituality brought into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not done, some weddings are like really, let's say lots and lots of fun, insane, a little bit out there. I haven't done those. I usually do a little bit more traditional weddings.
It is, as I was saying, it's quite quite a big business. How many weddings do you do a year, Joan?
I usually do about 30 weddings a year.
Wow. You're in the book. that's a good number. I know when I was working with Mark, if we did 10 or 15 weddings a season, that was a huge season. Of course, with videography, there was a crew of three or four of us, and it was a big deal. But 30, that's quite a few.
Well, but you can also, some of the weddings, I would say about two-thirds of the weddings are traditional weddings, but then I'm also able to do small weddings, so I can marry a couple that just comes to me and say, I want to get married tomorrow.
Right.
And some people are actually doing that a little bit more than they used to do in the past, kind of almost an elopement.
Right. Now, is that required in the legal scheme of things? Because, I mean, if someone goes to their local county registrar, can't they just sort of get married, and then do they actually need a ceremony?
They need somebody to marry them. They can go to the registrar, and the registrar does have officiants there.
I see.
So they can do that. But, you know, they usually still a few people want to have a couple, you know, family members or friends around them when they're doing it, or they want to do it alone. But still, I'd say the most are people having weddings and having the big parties that you're talking about.
Right.
I have a question for you, Joan. You probably these days are dealing with a lot of millennials, and I'm just curious, are they doing things, because they are affecting society in so many ways. Joe and I have talked about the effect they're having on society and how they're changing mm-hmm. things up over, you know, the last 6 months. We've been talking about it quite a bit. Are they doing things in a traditional manner or in a less traditional manner, you find?
I would say it's really 50-50, but the most unusual one is when they're actually having drones come in. Mm. And are taking, you know, when you're talking about doing the video, well, having drones come in and be part of the wedding ceremony. But otherwise, I think when it comes to marriage and their weddings, they end up really going back to tradition.
Right.
It's
right.
really surprising to see.
Right. Do the drones act as the ring bearers?
No, you have to keep them a little bit of a distance away.
You might get your hand slapped.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's very interesting and appropriate, isn't it? Because, of course, if they wanted to live together, then they just live together. But making that commitment, Angie, when you make that commitment, you really want to do it right, right?
Definitely. I think it's – hopefully y'all are doing it once, so I think
right.
it's a big commitment.
Right.
I think it's a big step. I also want to say that we talked a lot about hair and makeup and as far as brides, but we also groom men. We have a master barber on staff, so we do grooms and groomsmen and lots of face shaves. So it's mm-hmm. more than just the bride, I think, now.
When we're talking about the business of weddings as a salon manager, many of the operators in your salon do weddings and photo shoots and production. At what stage do you get involved? Early in the planning? Late in the planning?
I start in the beginning. The first person that the bride or the groom talked to would definitely be me. I help coordinate time-wise. There comes a lot of planning with this. So most brides are calling us probably 6 months in advance. And so mm-hmm. they'll speak to me, I'll organize I'll plan a trial so that the bride or the groom can come in, get a trial with our beauty operators. And then from there, we plan out the wedding, make sure that it's time coordinated, make sure that everything goes very smoothly. And so mm-hmm. we start pretty early in the game. So it's usually all me in the beginning, and then the beauty operators step in for trials and day of, and then at the end, we follow up, and that's all me again.
Jackie, did you have a comment?
Yeah. I was going to say that it's been like this for a while. I haven't been in any weddings in many years, but nowadays the whole bridal party comes in to get their
Definitely.
Hair and makeup. It used to be where, you know, if you were in a bridal party, you would just show up at the place and be ready. You'd be in your dress, your hair and makeup would be done. Now, it's all very, they all come in, they all have it done at the same time. They have it might be one person doing one person and the next person. It might be a team of makeup and hair artists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. We definitely get large parties. I think a couple weeks ago we had a bridal party of 8 come in with the bride. And so, like you said, they all come in, they all get hair and makeup done, and it becomes another part of the wedding. Getting ready becomes part of the day. And so we have a videographer videoing them getting ready and drinking their Bellinis and enjoying our ambiance. So we make it part of the event.
And that's what makes, you know, I'm having flashbacks, and it's almost like nightmarish flashbacks, because if you're a photographer or a videographer, you cannot miss those events. You cannot miss those events like the wedding party, getting their hair and makeup done. And it's a nightmare.
They'll have the, you know, the mother putting a necklace around her neck, all those before pictures. But as you said, Angie, it's not just the right before pictures where the dad comes to collect the bride, or mm-hmm. it's way well before that, where mm-hmm. they're, as you said, getting their hair and makeup and stuff done. It's yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or the mother of the bride seeing her daughter or watching her daughter getting her hair and makeup done,
right.
And that emotion that comes with that, it becomes part of their day. And so our job is to make sure that they look amazing and it's all run smoothly.
I have to give another plug for my former employer, Mark Gold of 24 Karat Video. One of his specialties was really sitting down with a bride and groom and talking about all of the things that they wanted to include in their wedding, which often included pre-parties of various kinds. And of course, I'm just thinking of things like the classic traditional rehearsal dinner.
Right.
We would often videotape the rehearsal dinner and rehearsing imagine a cut from a bride and her father dancing in like jeans, and then cutting into the live wedding where they're all dressed up, and those kinds of things. Mark Gold was a master of doing that.
Hey Angie, did your team, do you also get involved with makeup for the rehearsal dinner or for the bridal shower?
We do bridal shower engagement pictures, right? Because they do their engagement photos. We do their rehearsal dinners. There's usually a bachelorette party. Some of our grooms will hire our master barber to do grooming before the bachelor party. So he'll come and
okay,
see the hotel.
No video. No video at the bachelor parties or the bachelorette party. No video.
No. That's tradition.
No, but that's definitely, we're part of all of that, and it leads up to the special day. And so it's amazing that we get to experience these days with these parties, because when we meet the bride, we meet her on her trial day, on her bachelorette party, on her engagement photos on the day of. So we go all the way through with the bride.
And we are talking, aren't we, Bobby, about weddings in Redondo Beach. Bobby Christian, give us an overview of really not only about the hair and the makeup and the dancing and all that, but there's also a key component, the location. Tell us about a little bit about that in Redondo Beach, Bobby Christian.
Well, what we have in Redondo Beach is, of course, we have the harbor, marina, and just the coastline. And so what we're trying to do is tie in all our local businesses with this amazing view that we have. I mean, how many people want a gorgeous sunset, as they say I do, in the background? It's one of those things that when you look back on your wedding photos, you will always cherish that moment. And, I mean, not to brag, but Redondo Beach has got one of the best sunsets in the South Bay, if not in all of L.A. And when you tie in some of our locations, like the Crown, what you can do at the Historic Library, these great views, open air, outside. We're in a drought. We barely ever get rain. So you can plan on having a great outdoor wedding. I'm sensitive to that because my wedding got rained out. So
right.
I would be looking for a place like that.
Right.
That's one of the perks of a drought. You can plan your wedding and not have to worry about getting rained on.
It's in the brochure. We're in a drought. Don't plan on rain.
I mean, you find your strengths where they lie, right?
Right. No, there's nothing really, I mean, the South Bay in general, I mean, people have had weddings on the beach throughout the South Bay from Torrance, Rat Beach, all the way up to El Segundo. But there's something about that historic library in Redondo that just, I keep coming back to that, is almost the premier wedding venue in the South Bay. There's something special about that, Bobby.
Oh, you've got the overlook of the ocean below you, the grass. We have that enormous tree next to this building that's just been there forever. It's got that old world feel while still feeling modern with what they can design on the inside.
Right.
I've been working a lot with them the last few weeks as we've been designing the wedding website, and the photos that people are taking there are just amazing. They're just stunning.
Let's clarify. It's the historic Redondo Beach Library down at Veterans Park.
Right.
Yes.
And it's right there. It's right there above the bike path.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right there. There's mm-hmm. nothing blocking the views of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful facility that you can rent out for your weddings or other occasions. And as Bobby was just saying, they've got these beautifully manicured grounds
mm-hmm.
With that famous Redondo Beach sunset in the background.
Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of mm-hmm. sunset, just this is Joan. I want to add in one of the things that Jeff and Melissa did for their wedding is at home, whenever they're home for a sunset, they rang a bell, and just in general. So at the end of the wedding, they had, when the sun was going down, they had given everybody little bells. So everybody was ringing the bell, you know, at the end of the ceremony when the sunset was going down. It was just lovely.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That's fantastic. What a great memory.
Mm-hmm.
I thinking back to my own wedding, my wife's cousin, Rod Kennedy, actually married us 27 years ago, I believe, and it was amazing at the house of another friend who in Thousand Oaks, who lived up on a hill, so the view of the valley and the backside of Thousand Oaks with the sun was just amazing, and those views are very, very important. That's something you're going to remember for a long time. Joan, when we talk about officiating at weddings, as I said, you know, I've been to a Jewish wedding, I've been to various non-denominational weddings. I'm not sure I've been to a wedding officiated by a minister of the Universal Life Church. Is there anything special or different about what the Universal Life Church brings to officiating a wedding?
No, it's just the same as any other wedding. It gives me the legal right to marry people.
Right.
And once again, it still is according to what the couple wants.
Right.
I mean, like with Jeff and Melissa, they wanted non-traditional, but they wanted a little bit of tradition brought into it in both a very serious way. So you talk about the seriousness of a marriage and, you know, their commitment to one another. But then we brought in the Jewish tradition, but in a very fun way that we talk about things being a little bit different, that we talked about the breaking of the glass and what that symbolized. But we didn't want to use the glass because it was out at Miramar Park, and we thought it would be a lot more fun. So what Jeff did is he broke a red Solo cup.
Yeah.
Which made everybody absolutely laugh. And if anybody knows them, they know that they entertain a lot and they open their home to charities to use. So here is Jeff breaking a red Solo cup. and they did exactly that, Jackie. Everybody at the end laughed, and then you know declared them married. And so it really lightened everything up and got, you know, started the party.
The red Solo cup is one of the great symbols of the South Bay.
That definitely reminds me of, you know, I talk to a lot of people in the motivational speaking field. There's this phrase or I don't know what you call it. It's a meme about a sheet of paper. A sheet of paper is like trust. Once it's crumpled, it can never be straightened again. Right, a sheet of paper, and I'm thinking of that Solo cup. Once it's been crushed, it'll never be absolutely the same again. And that
it will never be watertight.
No, I don't know, Jackie. I've drunk from a lot of crushed Solo cups. They're pretty watertight. They're good.
Well, I do have to tell you, if you're going to, just for future, if anybody's going to use a Solo cup, you do have to slice it a little bit, because if you just try to smash it with your shoe.
Yeah.
It didn't work. I tried it out myself. So lots of slices in it, so Jeff could stomp it.
Well, I'm glad people are learning very important things on the show today.
These are very important. Hey Bobby, let me ask you something. As Joe and a couple other people mentioned, a lot of people like to get married on the beach. When you do that, do you have to get a permit or a special license or something to have a wedding on a public beach?
For a public beach in Redondo Beach or in L.A. in general, you do. We have the Blue Water Grill, which has its own beachside area, and so you can get married there without going through the city and getting the permit. So a lot of people choose to do that for a beach wedding. But if you want to get married on the beach, yeah, you have to go through the city and get a permit. And there's a few other things to keep in mind when you do that. Of course, if you're going to do a small ceremony, you can just pop up and do it. But this is if you want chairs and if you want a lot of guests to be there, you need to get through the city.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you mentioned Blue Water Grill. Does the Chart House has a location beachside? Doesn't it? Don't they have it? Is that the Chart House Beach? Yeah. So
yes.
That's,
I'm sorry, I mixed them up. Yeah, it's the Chart House, not the Blue Water
Grill. Oh, it's the Chart House, not the Blue Water Grill. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's a nice beach there. That's over by Breakwall, and they've got mm-hmm. They're actually, I think you can actually rent that beach out for private parties as well. I've been to a couple down there. So if it's just you, the bride and groom and the minister, you can just quickly run down to the beach and do your thing and take your picture with the sunset. But if you want to do chairs and a gazebo or something,
mm-hmm.
you get a permit from the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
And that goes for, I mean, any kind of event that you're going to have, at the beach, if you're going to be setting up chairs, gazebos, that kind of thing, you need a permit. So it just falls in line with that.
Mm-hmm.
Does the monthly drum circle have to get a permit?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, I can't speak for the city, but I think that's just a lot of people showing up.
Yeah.
And so they can't really, I mean, it's like it's just a gathering of people. They're not trying to, it's more when you start taking up space with different objects, that you're excluding other people from the beach. I mean, the drum circle, you can just walk by it, so it's not a big deal.
Okay, all right, yeah, and I know that there are some groups that do Sunday services at the beach, and
mm-hmm.
so you don't need permits for that sort of thing. But for a wedding, you want to make sure nobody's messes up your wedding day, so you get the permit.
Right.
All right.
Wow, this is, you know, one of the things about this is that weddings are such joyous occasions. That's why they're so interesting to talk about. Of course, we haven't talked about the iconic wedding singer or the wedding band. Angie, Joan, do you guys have associations with musicians that regularly do weddings?
Usually the bride and the groom have worked with a wedding planner, and they have already come up with the person that they want, whether it's going to be the singer or a band. So that's the thing I get involved with. But I do keep a list of a few people or some DJs that people may want to work with.
And Angie, how about you?
Yeah, I the same thing. I believe by the time that we get to the bride and the bride is planning out her wedding, she pretty much knows what she's using. There's, you know, a couple of South Bay local bands and DJs that we definitely promote or pass names on through and mm-hmm. let our brides know. There was one we know, one of our girls that got married used a South Bay singer. Her name is Olivia Pucci, and she definitely brings older classic songs and sings them really beautifully. And she played at one of our beauty operators' weddings, and it was amazing. And she's a South Bay that plays all over the South Bay. You guys got to look her up because she's amazing.
We know and love Olivia Pucci. We know and love
awesome.
Her. We see her. She is every place. She plays with Aragon.
Right.
Just an incredible guitar player. Incredible guitar player. And they play at everything.
Definitely.
And, yeah, she plays. They play down at, as a matter of fact, I think this past weekend they were down at Terranea. They play in the lobby bar there. Yeah, she's terrific, and she does a lot of events in the South Bay, very popular.
And she does a lot of weddings, so she's really an amazing person to have at the wedding because she tailors to what you like and what you listen to and then makes it very wedding. So we loved her. She was great.
All right.
Do you know Olivia, Joan?
Joan?
Oh, excuse me. I heard Joan, and it was Joe. Sorry about that.
Okay. Well, do you know her, Joan?
I have seen her. I have not been at a wedding that she has done. So.
That's true of me as well. And I would love to see her at a wedding. Of course, I love weddings. Anyone who wants to invite me to a wedding, I'm available. And I have to say, our wedding song, we had a number of songs, but our wedding song is Stuck on You by Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie is a good one. Can't go wrong with Lionel Richie. Yeah, he's got some good ones. Y'all don't want to hear about my wedding.
Well, tell us. Tell us. It's always a story. Tell us.
You know something? I am not a good person to do this long-range planning. We eloped. We eloped. We eloped. We didn't tell anybody. I mean, you know, I know some people elope, but they might bring their immediate family.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't tell. We were going skiing for a week. And so everybody knew we were leaving town to go skiing for a week. And we just happened to pack a suit and a dress. And we went skiing our first morning. And at lunchtime, we stopped and we called the local chapel. This was up in Incline Village in Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
We called them about noon and they said, yeah, we can marry you tonight at 9 o'clock. And we're like, okay. And on the way back from skiing, we stopped and we picked up a couple of rings. and it was perfect. It was perfect. It was perfect for us until we got home and my mother-in-law she went crazy. Her oldest child her first child to get married. She was furious. She wanted the big wedding and party. That's probably part of the reason why I didn't want to do that. And so in order to appease her, we said, you want a party?
Mm-hmm.
Be my guest.
Mm-hmm.
So she got to plan and throw a great wedding reception.
Mm-hmm.
And all I had to do was provide the guest list. So.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that?
That's pretty sort of dastardly of you.
It was dastardly, wasn't it?
that was crafty.
Yeah, but you know something? Here we are, 25 years later, it worked for us, right?
That's fantastic. See,
hey,
there's
Joe,
always a story. Yeah.
Yeah, Joe, we need to take a commercial break.
Let's take a commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the South Bay Show. We're talking about weddings in general, but specifically Redondo Beach weddings. There are so many options. We have Joan Irvine with us, who can officiate at many weddings. Apparently she does about 30 a year, which is fantastic, and we're going to talk more about that. And Angie Solorio, the salon manager at Ultra Lux, your hair and makeup done. Your hair and makeup done. Whether it's you come in as a group, as a party, or they come to you on location. And of course, Bobby Christian is with us, brand manager for the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. We're going to talk a lot more. And Jackie, we're doing Actualized?
Yes.
We would love also to thank a sponsor, but before that, if you have a question or a comment about your wedding, we'd love to hear a short wedding story, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to get your comment or question. And now, a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, Your dreams today, not someday.
All right. And I have to say, you know, we heard a little bit of the wedding march at the top of the show, which is the standard wedding sort of Here Comes the Bride, as it's called. But there's another piece of music that is indelibly linked to weddings for me personally, and I just had to give people a little sample, a little taste. Here we go.
If there's anyone here who knows why these two people should not be joined together, let them speak now or forever hold their peace.
Wait! Wait! Stop the wedding! You're just marrying her for spite. If she knew the inside story, she'd tell you what you're doing just ain't right. I know you don't wanna hurt me.
Anyone familiar with that song?
Joe, that must be a Chicago thing. I have never heard that played at a wedding.
I've never heard it played at a wedding, actually. But that's the great, the immortal Etta James, and that song is just, it just comes to mind. It's tongue in cheek in a way, but it's.
I hope so.
When you think, I'm sorry, Bobby.
No, I was just laughing. That was really funny.
It's a fabulous, a fantastic song. Of course, wedding is just the backdrop of the storyline. But when you think of the weddings that you've done, Joan, and you do a lot of weddings, actually, that's quite a number over the years. Have you had any? What would be your number one story about a wedding that didn't quite go right?
They did not go right in that way, thank God. I do not say those words that if anybody...
You don't?
...the reason. Absolutely not. By the time people are coming to me and the wedding is planned and all that, it's not during the wedding that there is going to be an issue. If there was going to be an issue, it would have happened beforehand. So
has anybody ever been to a wedding where they said, forever hold your peace, and somebody said, wait, has anybody ever seen that?
No.
No,
I haven't.
No.
No, I haven't either.
No.
I think I'd love to, but I haven't.
No, of course, that's just a part of the standard homily for whether it's a Catholic wedding or a traditional Protestant wedding. That's a standard part of the homily. But you must have had some unusual weddings, Joan.
I've had a few unusual weddings, and I'll tell you, you're talking about millennials and talk about today's world. How about having your dog as your ring bearer?
That's cute.
That's cute, but it does bring up some issues because, you know, you really have to have that dog controlled because, right, you know, the dog all of a sudden is wandering out there,
right,
and you know, you're going, excuse me, the rings. But that's where you make sure you bring some, you know, if something like that is in the program, that's something that you make sure you have some laughter moments around it just in case it doesn't go right.
Absolutely.
Joan, are people a little more relaxed about weddings these days, or do they still, is it still that it has to be perfect, it has to be perfect?
They say it has to be perfect until the wedding ceremony. By the time they get to the wedding ceremony, I don't care how prepared they are so nervous that I don't even think most people even remember the ceremony. They remember the afterwards, but they're shaking. They come up and they're shaking, and I'll be there with the groom, and
one wedding I did recently, I mean, he was truly shaking, and he was scared, and I'm just going, just take deep breaths, slowly take deep breaths, relax, it's all going to go well. And, you know, and then if something does not go exactly as they expected, you kind of make light of it and make a joke, and it really helps them out. And also, people like when people are, there is some laughter at their wedding. They don't want it so serious. So you make sure you bring up a story of maybe how they met or, you know, something that engages everybody with them to their relationship, and maybe you get some laughter out of it, and it's just perfect.
I was videotaping my wife's sister's wedding in Texas, and we had a wonderful time. It was a very hot day. The groom and his brother, his best man, and a bunch of people had been out all night at the bachelor party. During the ceremony...
Is anybody hearing noise?
I do.
Banging in the background? We can hear that.
Okay. During the ceremony, the best man fainted.
Oh,
and
really?
He wobbled a bit. I'm videotaping, and so I'm not going to react. I'm going to just record what happens in front of me. He's wobbling a little, and then he falls back in a dead faint. Someone from the audience jumps forward to catch his head and his body somewhat as he before he hits the ground. But it was one of the big issues that I remember.
That was the best man, not even the groom. Huh?
No, that was the best man. It was on video. We thought for years about sending that in to America's Funniest Videos. But they've got a ton of those. they don't need mine. There are some new things on the horizon for weddings now. There are trainers that specialize in wedding parties. And let's say 6 months before the wedding, they will take the bride, the groom, and anyone else from the wedding party, and they will actually help them focus on losing weight, specifically losing weight and getting in shape for the wedding so that they can be best.
Now you've just taken all the fun out of it.
Yes. Well, I'm interested if Angie, if you've run across anyone that specializes in doing that, because it is a trend that some people are taking advantage of.
Oh, I don't think I've met a bride lately that hasn't done that.
Okay.
I think everybody hires a trainer or hires a life coach, or I think most of the brides that we're meeting are hiring and most of the time it's like, okay, I have 3 months to my wedding. I bought the dress smaller thinking I was going to be thinner, and now I need to lose this weight. So I definitely think that that's a really big industry at this time.
Oh, my goodness. So now you're not only hiring a wedding planner.
Right.
You're hiring wedding trainers. And wow.
Right. The wedding planner is probably the person that has the most visibility into all of these.
Why didn't we have a wedding planner on the show today? That
I
would
know.
Have been good.
Yeah.
They would have given us all the inside scoop.
And
right.
there's a ton. Bobby?
Yes. I was just laughing again. Sorry.
No.
we have some wedding planners in Redondo Beach. They are busy today. But if you're looking to find a wedding planner in Redondo Beach, we got you covered.
Bobby, there would be probably a phone number that someone could call and find a wedding planner, wouldn't there?
There would be. You can call us at the chamber, of course.
Okay.
Our number is 310-376-6911. But more exciting than that is we're actually launching RedondoBeachWeddings.org. We'll be launching that in January. Right now it's in beta, but in January we're doing a big launch. And that's going to be your destination to find out everything about Redondo Beach Weddings.
What? Oh, that's huge.
Yeah, it's really exciting. As a chamber, we've been working on weddings for about a year and a half, 2 years, trying to get it to be a big cornerstone of Redondo Beach. And then just in the last 2 months, we've decided to push forward with a whole new line. So we're doing the website, we're doing advertising in Bride magazine, and we're getting a real strong reaction from our members. And it's going to be a great portal for anyone interested in getting married in the South Bay.
Right.
So it'll be, so if you want to get married in Redondo Beach, there's going to be a website. It's going to be your one-stop shop for everything you need to know, every service you need to schedule, everything you need is going to be in that. That's incredible.
That is incredible. Mm-hmm. Now, that's RedondoBeachWeddingsPlural.com?
Yes, RedondoBeachWeddings.org.
Oh, RedondoBeachWeddings.org. I think that's a fantastic area for a and there's a website, a website up and running already. That's a fantastic area for a Visitors Bureau Chamber of Commerce to get into, because, of course, the chamber doesn't provide any of the services. They merely act as an umbrella for all of the companies that provide the various services and officiating and music and hair and makeup and food and all of those things.
Photography.
Photography, because weddings are such a huge enterprise in society in general, and that's fantastic.
Destination weddings are huge these days.
Right. That's fantastic. And of course, the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau, where the Redondo Beach Chamber really focuses on tourism. RedondoBeachWeddings.org. It's up and running. Some beautiful photos already, and that's fantastic. Great.
Thanks. We're really proud of it. Like I said, it's in beta right now, but we'll be pushing it out starting in January. We're just getting it up now to integrate more with our members.
Well, I can't wait. I can't wait.
So like you said, it's going to be a one-stop shop, so anyone interested. And this is going to be the place if you need to find out if you need to get a permit for a beach wedding, tips from our experts in the city about what you need to consider when you're having a wedding in Redondo Beach, or just location.
Right.
And anything involved. That's why we're super excited to be able to involve more of our members, like the salons, the spas, the officiants, bakeries, all that sort of thing. Our signature members, this is a great way to show them off in a way that we can't do necessarily on the Visit Redondo side.
Right.
I think as a salon, we're excited about that site because we do get a lot of people from outside going to, let's say, the Portofino or, you know, getting married there. That when they're looking that up, they'll find us on that site. So the salon at Ultralux is really excited that we'll be able to be part of that because I think the way that people get attracted to doing hair and makeup with us is our work. And so that website's going to also show our brides and our work. And so we're excited about that.
Fantastic.
And that, you know, Joe, this is the thing. You know, if you're getting married in your hometown, you know your stylist, you know your bakery, you know your caterer, you know the local musicians. But when you're going to have a destination wedding, you don't know anybody. You know, so to be able to have that at your fingertips is that's amazing, Bobby. That's amazing. Is anybody else doing anything like that locally that you know of?
Not locally. No, not as a destination. That's why we think we stand out in such a great way, because I did a destination wedding for my wedding, and it was very difficult at times to find out who I should just begin looking at, not even who I should book, but where do I even start? Outside of Yelp, there was very little help I could get. And so this is going to be a great destination for anyone looking for a wedding in the South Bay.
Where did you get married?
I got married in St. Augustine, Florida.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I got married at the Fountain of Youth, so I'm going to be forever young. I'm going to have to live with that. That's my cost to bear.
And did you know going in that it rains a lot in Florida?
It was the coldest and the wettest it had been in 100 years on the day of our wedding. There's a lot of photos of my grandmother in a circa 1992 puffy Steelers jacket, because she had to stay warm and that was the only jacket someone could go get from their house. So that was fun. One thing I want to say about the RedondoBeachWeddings.org is we're limiting it to just promoting our members on the site. And so this is also, if businesses want to be joining the chamber, they want more exposure. Like you said, this is one of the only places in the South Bay that we have that has a wedding destination page that's going to help people looking to make destination weddings. And so if you're a wedding for company, you really, this is an awesome portal to be on to connect with your possible customers.
Right, right. I actually see this as being a kind of a pattern that could be repeated across the country, because chambers of commerce should be umbrella organizations for industries or groups of businesses that are related in some way. And weddings, it's a natural and mm-hmm. it's a beautiful thing. Of course, with our location here on the coast, it's even more natural. But I'm fascinated by this. I'm going to have to join the chamber, obviously, and start start my business of wedding training.
You can be the professional wedding crasher, Joe.
No, I want to be a wedding trainer. I want to help people drop like 30 pounds in 3 months. That's what I want to do.
Oh boy.
Well, you have no competition right now on our website, so
okay.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay, I'm in. Fantastic.
Can I say, as a chamber member,
yes,
this is such a fantastic benefit, because it really does it. They're marketing for me.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm connecting up with other people who are in the wedding business in various forms in Redondo and through the chamber. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. There, Joan, there is something, Bobby, there is something very, very special about this idea. I don't know who came up with the idea or how it got started, but I'm telling you, other regions around the country are going to copy this idea in its totality. The chamber acting as the umbrella for its members involved in the wedding industry. It's more of a natural than you can imagine, because there's so many things that the chamber can do in terms of spending their money to organize, like a wedding, like a wedding expo or something like that. You can see that.
We're actually we have a few things in the works that are going to be coming out when we launch this in January. Like I said, we're going to be starting to go to wedding conferences just mm-hmm. to promote weddings. Which is unique for us, because we've been really pushing the soft adventure and the family aspects of Redondo Beach for the last 2 years. In addition to that, we're going to be doing a big social media push in January or February. We haven't set a date yet, but it's going to be comprised of a mock wedding where we're going to be able to engage a lot of our members in showing off their wares. And with that content, we'll be able to promote even more on the website of exactly what a Redondo Beach wedding looks like.
Well,
For anyone interested.
Bobby, you're going to need guests at this mock wedding.
Wait, are you going to be on the guest list? Is that your
okay,
thing?
Yeah, absolutely. We're,
I'm
we're
it,
there.
Bobby.
We're there.
Yep.
We're there.
Yep.
Let us
all
know
right.
if you bring friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely. Hey, you want to know something funny? Speaking of weddings, about 2 weeks ago, somebody contacted me through my website wanting to know, they said, we want to get married in Redondo Beach. Can you give me some information on that? And I wrote back and I said, you know, I have nothing to do with weddings. I said, but you might want to call the chamber, not even knowing that they were doing this.
Right.
We're definitely the place to go to. I mean, like you said, the people, it's very difficult to find that information, and you just start reaching out for anything possible as like a, what would someone else suggest? So it's great to be able to provide this to people.
Right. Fantastic.
The destination wedding.
Right here in our own South Bay.
I went to a destination wedding. One of my nephews got married about 10 years ago
mm-hmm.
in Barbados.
Mm.
And all I remember about the entire thing was that we were all sweating like longshoremen.
Oh.
it was so hot. I mean, in the pictures,
yeah.
Pictures of JB, his shirt is soaking wet.
Yeah.
It was outside on a balcony overlooking the ocean, and it was hot. Wow.
Well, I remember just a few years ago, wasn't it George Clooney had a wedding in Venice?
Yes.
And he you know, obviously flew a bunch of people around the world to Venice and had a wedding there, and that's an awesome destination.
Yeah, but Redondo Beach, as we said, Not a lot of rain. No humidity. No humidity.
I had my wedding in Redondo. I had my wedding here in Redondo.
Very good.
And no rain, no humidity, right?
Actually, it was in February, and there was rain. But we went to Veterans Park to take our photos after the wedding, and they're so memorable because the ocean with the gray clouds was beautiful, and the pictures came out amazing. So I liked the rain on my wedding day.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't get married during the drought.
No.
Okay.
No.
Is that going to be on the website, Bobby? We're in the middle of a drought.
That's going to be a pop-up. As soon as you come to the site, it's going to pop up with, like, banners and, like, floating fireworks. We're really proud of the drought.
And speaking of our normal roles, Bobby, do you have some announcements for us about things coming up with the Chamber?
Well, there are a few things going on with the Chamber. Today there is a mixer at Basque Kitchen at 5:30. That's on the International Boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow there's a leadership recruitment fiesta. That's at the Chamber, and that's also at 5:30. So if you're interested in joining the leadership, this is the place to go. And you might not know this, but we have a Shop Local campaign where you can be entered in a drawing if you shop locally, November 1st through December 14th. All you have to do is visit any Redondo Chamber member between the 1st and December 14th,
mm-hmm.
spend a minimum of $30, and bring your receipt to Redondo Beach Chamber, and you'll be entered in the drawing.
Mm. Okay.
I like it. All right, let's get contact information for everybody, Joe.
Yes, absolutely. Joan, how can one get in touch with you to have you be an officiant at their wedding?
Well, actually, there's three ways that people can contact me. First of all, I do have a website, theperfectweddingceremony.net. Then I also have a Facebook page, Joan Irvine, Wedding Officiant. Or they can do it the old-fashioned way and actually call me. And my number is 310-383-9895. And then as of January, it's going to be great because if they are on the Chamber wedding site, they'll be able to link over to me and link over to my site.
Now, I have to say, looking at your website, Joan Irvine, well, it switched over to joanirvineconsulting.com.
Correct.
There's a wonderful story about from Jeff Ginsburg, Redondo Beach City Councilman, about how you ask questions and then tell a story about the couple. I mean, there's more to it than just officiating. You're actually trying to set a mood and to frame an event, a signature, singular event in someone's life. And apparently you put a lot of your heart and soul into it, Joan.
Oh, can I? Very definitely. I mean, it's so important to me. And in fact, there's a couple that just had their anniversary last week, and I saw them about 3 weeks ago, and they said, what you did for us was amazing because the words that we came up with and that you spoke and you helped us form really was the basis for our relationship.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Angie Solorio, how do people get in touch with you at Ultralux?
So you can go to our website, which is ultraluxsalon.com. We do have an Instagram page, which shows all of our work, including brides and their bridesmaids and makeup and hair. And that's Ultralux Salon on Instagram. And right now we do have a contest going, and you can win an Aveda gift basket if you just like our page. And then you can call me at 310-372-3332, and we would love to help anybody with their needs.
Excellent. Obviously, your Ultralux is a key player in the world of weddings. You have to have that hair and makeup just perfect.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. And thank you very much for joining us. And Bobby Christian, how do people get in touch with you at the Chamber?
You can always reach me directly at visitredondo@redondochamber.org via email, or you can call the chamber at 310-376-6911.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow for South Bay Spotlight. Bye-bye now.